Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show, and you know Haley Reinhart from American Idol on tour right now. Haley, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Haley, true or false, turning point for you and American Idol, the performance of Adele Rolling in the Deep. Because I'll be honest, I wasn't that much of a fan of you until I heard that. Don't fake cry on me right now. Don't even do it.
Oh, man. Well, wasn't that after Benny and the Jets? I think it was. Because I definitely think my first turning point was you really got a hold on me. The judges like actually gave me like good creds. Mm-hmm. And then it was Benny, and they were like into it. And then from then on, I saw like a change that was continuous. And I think the themes just kept getting better and better. Uh-huh. And I was able to show all these different sides of me.
I'm sure we were buzzing a little more about Adele at Top 40 Radio, right? Because at the time that song was really taking off with us as well. So, and is that why you chose that song?
I mean, first of all, I don't know like a lot of her music, but I know enough to where she's an organic kind of an artist, and that's definitely more the route that I want to take as far as, you know, having real musicians and really just having depth to her music.
Uh-huh.
So, knowing that that song was coming out right now, I definitely wanted to snatch it because it's cool, you know?
That was a good look on your part, for sure. Congratulations on the record deal.
Thank you.
Interscope, I mean, that's tough to do, especially a label like Interscope, as I'm sure you know. Haley Reinhart here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You made the top three, of course. Congratulations on that for Idol. The social networks that I manage, that week that you made it, were blowing up. And they were not saying good things. I mean, it was like,
Yeah.
And I don't think it was so much towards you, but the fact that other people didn't make it. What were you seeing on your Twitter timeline and on your Facebook fan page?
I just had all great things. I mean, my fan base at that point had just spanned out to, I mean, I did so many different genres of music that I think I was just grabbing more and more people to get on my team. And everybody was just ecstatic. And at that point, I had so many people thinking, like, I really had a chance to go ahead and get the whole thing, you know? But either way, my goal was really to get to the top three.
Haley, so you make the top three. Take us backstage that next week when all these reports emerge that Lauren Elena might not be able to go on and sing and that you might have to replace her. What was going on back there?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of curveballs thrown at me throughout the competition.
I bet.
And that was just one more, just the cherry, you know, on top of the cake there. And it was nuts. I mean, I was already just getting tossed between so many different duet people to work with, and Tony Bennett, I mean, that was amazing.
Uh-huh.
So I had that on my plate. And then at the last minute, you know, I'm getting ready, about to get ready for the actual show, just to sit in the audience and everything.
Right.
And, you know, I get the producers coming up to me and take a deep breath. You might have to go up on stage, perform three different songs that you've already done on the show, and you'll be readmitted into the competition and you could win this whole thing. I mean, I was like, ugh. And I mean, as much of a blessing and or an honor that it really was to for them to consider me to take that position and all, but I didn't want to.
It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet, and I mean, everything happens for a reason. I thought, you know, that was my time to go and start my own career, and it was hers to win or to lose. So she had a, and I knew she'd take it on anyways herself, you know.
Right.
Voice or not, I mean.
Did you know about the voice ailment beforehand, or did it come as a complete shock to you when they came up to you and said, or did you have kind of, because you guys are all living together, you guys are all kind of conversing. Like, did you know, like, her voice is feeling kind of weak? Eh, she might not be able to go, or was that really as last second as it seemed from our perspective?
I don't think it was like last second. Like, I know she'd probably been struggling, and we had so much material to learn in such a short amount of time, and we had our home visits, and it was just nuts. But at the same time, I wasn't expecting you know, somebody to come up to me and say, hey, you're gonna take over in a second.
Right, and have a chance to win the whole thing.
Right.
Listen, best of luck on the rest of the tour and with the album, Haley. It was great talking
to you. Appreciate that. Thank you.